So keeping Yahweh's commandments, keeping his Torah faithfully, is a source of strength to us, brethren. Our strength is in the might that Yahweh gives us. And part of that is following Yahweh's commandments. And that will be a key to our success. Let's return to Ephesians 6, and we'll continue, verse 11. Put on the full armor, and you know, of course, throughout this sermon, brethren, I'm going to give just a little bit, skimming the surface. You know, there are many, many other verses that we can examine, but we're just going to skim the surface for time's sake. Ephesians 6:11, put on the full armor of Yahweh so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. And boy, does Satan have schemes. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians 2, and we'll begin with verse 10. 2 Corinthians 2:10. But one whom you forgive anything, I forgive also. For indeed what I have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, I did it for your sakes in the presence of Messiah, so that no advantage would be taken of us by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his schemes. And this is just one example of one of the types of schemes that he has. And the context of this, brethren, I didn't read for lack of time the whole context, but there had been an instance of sexual immorality in the Corinthian congregation. And the individual in 1 Corinthians, Paul, admonished the congregation and said, you need to put this person out. You need to put the person out so that he can understand the severity of what he's done. And hopefully that will bring him to repentance. And apparently, by the time the 2 Corinthians, the second letter was written, this individual had in fact come to repentance. And Paul was urging them to restore this person to fellowship in the congregation. And he only learned about this, of course, being at a distance through a letter from them. And based on the fact that they forgave this individual, he also forgave this individual, and he accepted their witness of this. And what he's basically saying here is, I forgave him because you said that he's repented and he should be forgiven, and I've forgiven him to make sure we don't give Satan a means to accuse us, is what he's saying. Because one of the things that Satan does is divide and conquer, brethren. He will cause dissension amongst the brethren. And if it was a situation here where there was some who would accept this person's repentance and some who would not, it could be something that could bring the congregation into division. So he wanted to make sure they were all in unity regarding the decision that was made concerning this person. So I bring this out in the sense of that Satan has schemes, as we saw described in Ephesians 6:11. And he has, you know, especially when we're talking about people who are serving Yahweh, he knows that he can't necessarily face you head on. So he's going to try to trip you up through various means. And one of those is by means of division. You can compare that to what you find, and we won't turn there, but what you find in Matthew 12:25, where Yahshua says that a house divided against itself will not stand. So one of the points I bring here, brethren, just incidentally to the sermon, is the fact of the importance of unity among us. You know, one of the things of apathy that is so dangerous and indifference is that you become indifferent to everything around you. You know, because you are going through problems or difficulties and you just start letting yourself slip away and become negligent spiritually, it affects your life, but it also affects the lives of those around you in the congregation. And it brings an instability or a lack of unity. And that's something that we always have to guard ourselves against. But the greater point here, of course, in Ephesians 6:11 is that we need to put on the whole or the full armor of Yahweh, which we're going to describe in just a minute here, so that we will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. So we're just kind of laying some groundwork here. Ephesians 6:12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of Yahweh, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. And this is what we're attempting to do, brethren, to stand firm. Notice, verse 12, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. If anyone doubts that the majority of the world's problems today are caused by these forces of darkness, I don't know how I can convince you. I don't know how. I just read a few minutes ago or described to you a long list of some of the evils that we face in our society today. And if you look at some of those things, again, without being desensitized to them, we have, you know, do you know what I mean when I say desensitized? You know, you go, let's say, for example, that you're, and we shouldn't be doing this, but let's say that you you started watching movies with a lot of violence. Well, you know, you might watch it the first time and you're shocked at what you find, the blood and the gore, but you keep watching and watch one more, and then you watch another and another. And after a while, you become desensitized. It no longer shocks you because you have begun tolerating little by little those things until it's like second nature to you.